Warning, the views and opinions expressed on the show are those and solely those of the hosts and in no way represent the station from which they broadcast from, nor the DJs with whom they work with.
Alrighty then.
But by listening, you will be enlightened by a different brand of useless information.
Bazinga.
And very modest hilarity.
And that's the bottom line.
It's time to hear from the other guys.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
What's up, everybody? Thank you again for tuning in to this week's episode of The Other Guys Podcast. I would say kind of like a condensed version. You got me, your host, Baby Huey, and sitting across from me, the one and only Bimbo Jimbo.
Let's get it going.
So, yeah, it's only the two of us today, Jimbo. It's kind of a first. I mean, I don't think you and I... Well, I guess technically we did one podcast together, just the two of us, when we gave our... Captain America Civil War review.
Yeah, but, and we did WrestleMania Radio Row together, just
true.
The two of us. It was just you and I doing that. We've done some things. We've two-manned it before.
Exactly. I like this tandem. But, yeah
we're the U-Haul brothers.
That's right. Jimmy Hart. That's our nickname from him. So, but, yeah, it's just the two of us. Just quick little backstory. Since our last episode... in case you haven't listened to Lamont and Tonelli in the last few weeks or check social media, but Chasta had a baby boy. And James, it was kind of ironic about this is that our last episode, which we recorded about a couple weeks ago, remember Chasta was saying how she was feeling like contractions and she was wondering she might be going a little early.
She didn't know how long she could hold on for.
Exactly. And sure enough, hours later, out came a brand new baby boy. Cody Will is in the world now, and we both got to see him the next day at the hospital, and he's adorable. And so congrats once again to Jay and Chasta.
Beautiful baby.
Exactly, which is kind of a little backstory. I guess we kind of talked about this on air with Lamont and Tonelli, but just I remember Chasta left here that day, went home, and I thought, oh, okay, you know, she must be doing good. And then sure enough, was that Thursday morning, I get a text from Gianna saying that, which is her best friend, as in case you haven't known already, but she texted a big group text and said, FYI, Chas went to the hospital 11:30 at night, and then Cody popped out at 1:11 a.m. and was it 6 pounds, 7 ounces, and 19 inches long, so... It's
19 inches.
Yeah, apparently
that's huge.
Exactly. So yeah, Cody's in this world now. So it was just kind of ironic. I felt like just she was talking about it, and sure enough, hours later he came out. So
I think it's rad that she named him after one of my favorite pro wrestlers. I just think that's awesome.
I know that is really cool.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Chasta.
Also, I think that's her dad's name.
And, I haven't heard that, but
and Will is I think Jay's middle name. It's a family name.
Yes.
in generation after generation. So, but no, congrats. It was kind of a weird for me, my perspective. Real quick, not to kind of go too much into it, but it's just when Gianna sent that text, like it kind of hit me. It was like I think it was like 2:30 in the morning when I got it, and I immediately jumped up because my phone's right next to me, and I'm kind of just on call. Because whatever happened with Chasta, there's like a bunch of other things that need to happen right afterwards as far as work goes. Luckily, she called Steve Rockwell to fill in for her on traffic, and I also texted him. But it's like it hit me right then and there, like, wow, our lives are going to change.
Our whole Bone family is
exactly.
Different forever.
Exactly. I really was like, wow, like Chasta's life and Jay's life is completely different now. They're parents now, and just like it just kind of hit me right there in my bed. Like I was just thinking like, wow, everything's going to be different moving forward just as far as, you know, hanging out with them, as far as scheduling stuff with them. They got you either get a babysitter, like all that just hit me at once. And so, I came to work and it was just kind of eerie, just not her having her being around because she's like kind of like besides you, like the one person I go to just to hang out with and talk to. So it's like, you know, losing a friend for a while as far as in the workplace. So. But have no fear. She will be back on the air in a couple weeks, I believe. And she's has a little studio set up at her place so she can actually be on the show.
But it was really awesome getting to visit them and see baby Cody and
that
them
cool.
And everything like that. And just, congratulations to them. And what a great little family they've started there. So that's terrific.
And kudos to her. She popped that baby with no, pain
epidural,
medicine.
Yeah,
epidural. Apparently, they missed their window, so because the baby was so far along to pass out of her.
Chasta went Xena Warrior Princess and just beasted it. So that's Wonder pretty Woman. Awesome. Yeah.
So it's it was cool. So yeah, you and I, we went down to the hospital. I actually went down there earlier in the morning with Lamont. And then I came back with you, and we got to hang out with them. And it was just cool, just seeing the little guy right there next to them. And so I'm sure you can see photos of the kid on her Instagram, at Chasta Lynn. And, yeah, that's going to be our new, like, little nephew. We're like Uncle Huey and Uncle Jimbo now to this kid.
It's a scary thought.
I know, exactly. But so on that note, I'm sure we'll be checking in with her soon. I mean, she did offer we can record an episode down at her place in the near future. So I think that'd be kind of fun. Having doing a live remote podcast somewhere.
Live from the nursery.
Exactly. And we'll maybe get Cody on. Maybe we can like record him crying or something like that. I think that'd be kind of fun. So anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about. Oh, and for Joe, just FYI, Joe's not here right now because the way our schedule's been going, like for me, I've been so busy in the morning with Chasta being gone. I've been covering for her, recording a lot of stuff, doing a lot of edit. Oh, there's so much going on for me. Also with you, you've been busy with a lot of stuff with Ted's show behind the scenes. So it's been easier for us to record this in the afternoon. So
yeah, absolutely.
And I know Joe has another job, so it's kind of tough for him to be here at the same time. So it's like, we're like, okay, we can do this, just you and I. So yeah, we'll have some fun. A lot of stuff to talk about. First off, Jimbo, how was your 4th of July weekend?
4th of July weekend was pretty good. I got to sneak down to what Mike Holler and I at the station we call God's Country. I got to go home to Monterey for just a couple days, quick trip.
Yeah.
Friday night, Saturday, and I had to come back Sunday night because I had to work very early on Monday for the 4th. So, you know, it was not it was great getting to go home. It's the first time I've been home since Warriors playoffs started.
Yeah.
So that was nice to spend some time with the family and had some fun, had some drinks out of the town of Monterey. And I don't know if we've discussed this on the podcast, but I have when I think my first failure was that when I tried to do what I call the magic trick when I was at home. And you may have seen this, you may be familiar with this, but when James becomes Jimbo, when I get drunk, I do what I call it's the magic trick, and I pride myself on my ability to rapidly make beer disappear. That's why I call it the magic trick. I'm very good at chugging. I can just destroy it.
Have you ever done the boot?
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that. Okay.
I've only done the boot once.
Okay, me too.
It was very difficult. But anyway, so like I went out to the bars, and they were kicking us out. Like I got out there late. And I hadn't even really been drinking yet. I had just come from this awesome barbecue, though, and I was so stuffed. And they're like, oh, we got to pound all these beers. Like, somebody drink this beer. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. Like, are you going to chug that right now? Not knowing what it was. It was this, like, crazy hoppy, crazy high alcohol content IPA called the Minesweeper. And, again, keep in mind, I am as packed in with sausage and tri-tip as can be. And I'm also not inebriated, which is key to the whole magic trick thing. And so I try and chug this Minesweeper, and I get maybe 3/4 of the way through and I hit a mine because I couldn't do it. Like I had to stop.
How much were you drinking?
I don't even know how much it was. I mean, it wasn't like a huge, it wasn't like a boot of it or anything like that. But again, like, I was so stuffed to the gills with food that I couldn't even best this IPA. So I was, you know, some Snapchat videos were taken of my failure. I failed. So now I have to set a rematch with this Minesweeper beer to come. So I'll have to report back on you.
Okay,
I went the long way around the barn on that story, but basically like I was defeated. And yeah, not really feeling too, my confidence there is kind of shot.
You didn't throw up, did you?
No.
Okay.
But very close. Very close. It was terrible.
Nice. Okay.
Hurt.
That's all good. So I'm glad you were able to go back home because I know how much you miss having opportunities to go home and stuff, and you were busy during Warriors playoff run.
Yeah.
And yeah, we all know how that ended.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not bring that up again.
Well, today's a day of celebration, which we'll get into in a second. But for me, mine was pretty chill. I went to the Alameda County Fair with my brother on Sunday. And what else did I do? Was that the same night? Oh my God. No, that was not. That was previous week. I'm sorry. I'm brain farting on my. I always check my Instagram.
Don't fart on the air, Huey.
I'm trying. I always use my my Instagram to kind of relive what happened, like my weekend. Oh, that's right. I saw pro wrestling on Saturday night.
Yeah, that looked awesome.
That
by
was
the
cool.
Way.
Yeah, that was very cool. I went down to the Navy base, or now it's called Alameda Point, on the old Navy base in Alameda, to see the Stars of Wrestling put on my good buddy Icebox and the great Tony Fury, and they had some great a great lineup of cards.
Icebox, of course, relative of Cube and T.
Exactly, he's a big man. He would easily take them both out, but it was cool. Boogeyman was there, Carlito, and the TNA World Heavyweight Champion Bobby Lashley was there. So, and of course, Jody Christopherson, War Pig,
Bobby Lashley, former representative of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
I know. I didn't have a chance to ask him about that, but
I saw him live in Detroit defend Donald Trump's honor in the Battle of the Billionaires.
Well, I know he's coming back soon. That's all I can say. So we should do an interview
with
him.
Possible VP candidate.
He should, huh? Oh, that could be a great question. Oh, we'll try.
Lay the smackdown on ISIS.
Let's book an interview with him and ask him that totally. So it was a lot of fun. Big shout out to Shotzi Blackheart, one of the top local indie female wrestlers. She was amazing. That was my first time seeing her person wrestle. She was a Tough Enough contestant. Part of the top 40 last season. So it was great to see her in person. She did an awesome job. So it was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, like I said, went to the Alameda County Fair on Sunday. And then Monday was actual 4th of July. And I don't know, Jimbo, in Monterey, in your city, do they do like a big annual 4th of July parade?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a little slice of Americana.
Yeah, so Alameda puts on, I think, one of the biggest ones on the West Coast. And my brother and I love attending. It's always great because you see, like, the whole city
King
comes
Triton
out for it.
Triton comes out, and, you know.
Yeah, it's all these, like,
Ariel and her red, white, and blue clamshell bikini.
It's all these different local businesses get a float put together. And I always, Tommy wants me to have the bone truck in it, and he wants to be the driver, and me wave to everyone.
You should. I think, dude, that's a fantastic idea.
But, like, our promotion department never does it, because I did one parade once.
You, Chasta, and the Scarlet Taint all on the bone truck for the 4th of July. Uncle Taint wants you to be in the Alameda parade.
That would be a great idea. I did one parade. Chasta, Tim Jeffries, and I did the St. Paddy's Day parade in Dublin a couple years ago. That was a lot of fun. I was like, we should be doing more of this. Great exposure.
Absolutely.
And I could wave to, like, all the people in high school who are, you know, made fun of me or whatever. Like, ah, look at me now. I like to think I was really well liked.
I would have been shocked to hear otherwise.
Honestly, because I in high school, Encinal High School, give it up for them, the Go Jets. But in high school, I was a basketball player all 4 years. So I like to think a lot of my fellow athletes, you know, like, oh, that's the big dude. Like, I was the biggest once, and no one messed with
me. Were.
So I was always kind of well-liked in that sense. But
yeah,
I also,
and then you went back and gave back as a coach.
Exactly, but I also hung out, since I was a big, like, metalhead and punk rocker, I hang with all, like, the
you cool, were a man of the people.
The cool rocker kids at lunchtime, so they all liked me.
And
so,
eventually, years later, you'd become a Metallica fan.
Exactly, I know. I mean, great band. I love their first album. I just got into it last week. Anyway, sorry, inside joke. But so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So 4th of July was awesome. And it was good to just veg and relax. It was just nice to have a 3-day weekend, not worry about anything. So
that idea, by the way, of being in the parade is that's kudos to Tomas for that one. That's a terrific idea.
I think Tommy just wants to have a reason to be a part of the actual parade.
Absolutely. Everybody, who doesn't love a parade?
Our promotion
Brad
director.
Brad Superbedia, he hates the Warriors, but he was in the Warriors parade. He doesn't hate the Warriors, but he's a Kings fan. That reminded me, though, one other interesting thing of note, real quickly, when I did get home, I picked up, because they sent out the hard copy passes this time, which is what they have not always done in the past. I got my passes, my press pass for Comic-Con.
Okay.
So I'm stoked for that. The con approaches.
I know, less than 2 weeks now.
I know. I'm very excited. I'm busting. So that's also why I couldn't chug. I was so full of excitement and full of sausage. Anyway, let's move on.
Well, I expect you to have a full report for us, and, like, we'll have a recap and,
absolutely,
like, talk about just all the cool things you get to experience down there. I'm very jealous of you, but, It's going to be a lot of fun, so I expect, like, a full report. But 4th of July was also a big day, just because here in the Bay Area, probably arguably the biggest sports free agent signed to a Bay Area sports team ever. I mean, maybe the closest would be Barry Bonds from the Pirates.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, that's probably the closest. Kevin Durant signs with the Golden State Warriors. So, Jimbo, I mean, listen, I know we're a couple days now. Well, I guess officially the contract was signed this morning, right? Or last night.
This morning, I believe.
It was this morning.
Yeah.
And I know all the sports stations have been talking endlessly about it, and those guys get paid to do that. You and I don't want to dwell too much on it. But, I mean, your thoughts on the signing?
I mean, you know, it's funny. When I flew out to the Hamptons to meet with him, with Steph and Clay and Iguodala and Kerr and everything like that, you know, leaving that meeting, I wasn't as confident as the rest of the group that he was going to come sign with Golden State.
Really?
I actually thought that, you know, I mean, he seemed to get along famously with me.
Yeah.
I thought I carried the meeting, but I wasn't really sure how he got along with the rest of the guys. So
yes.
I didn't think he was coming here.
Me neither. Because what happened was, so 4th of July, I slept in a little bit. I woke up probably about like a little after 8:30. I turn on my TV. No, I'm sorry. I did what I think most Americans do now. I turned my phone on, check social media.
Yeah.
And I started seeing posts. Kevin Durant to the Warriors. I was like,
I was here.
What? And I was like, so I immediately turned on my TV and turned it to CSN Bay Area. And they're like, yeah, as of 30 minutes ago, he announced he signed with the team. And I was like, what?
I was here. Eamon Sweeney broke the news to me. We were running a skeleton crew, so KGO needed me to do a quick hit to talk about the signing with them and everything like that.
Yes, I did. Was Taint running the board?
No, he had already left.
Okay.
I don't even know. I did not do it with him, though.
Okay. That's fine.
But, yeah, so that was pretty funny. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, we all started Ric Flair wooing. It was, you know, because not only was he the prize of free agency, but all the other plan Bs had already signed. So if Kevin Durant went back to OKC or elsewhere, Warriors were kind of screwed in terms of filling the void of you know, I mean, Harrison Barnes and everything like that. So, I mean, but they got their man. They got the biggest free agent since LeBron James.
Yeah, and arguably he has been a top three player for the last, what, 8 years or at least?
He's been one of the best scorers.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just amazing to me. And, like, it finally hit me earlier today when we had the press conference on the TV, seeing him holding up a Warriors jersey with number 35 and it said Durant on the back. I was like, wow, I can cheer for him now. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm still in shock, but like it really hit today. I was like, wow. So I'm excited.
I felt honored and humbled when at his press conference today, he looked at me and said, Jimbo, you the real MVP. I mean, I, there was no words to express the emotion that welled over me in that moment, and I shoved his mom out of the way. He's the second best Bay Area athlete to wear number 35, so that's pretty exciting.
Wait, who's the first one?
Well, Frank Thomas wore number 35 when he was with the A's, of
course.
That's
right, yes, okay.
But, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. So, pretty exciting stuff, though.
I know, it was a lot of fun. So, of course, we lost some players in the course
RIP.
Of it. Yeah.
Leandro Barbosa, the Brazilian blur, went back to Phoenix. Although I got to tell you, he is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I mean, he's first class, and he posted a very nice message on his Instagram thanking the Warriors fans and the Warriors organization. I mean, he loved being a Warrior. I mean, he's the one who coined in that post-game interview, he said, we going to be championship, which, you know, kind of was, it was not being made fun of, but it was being, you know, it was kind of this lighthearted moment, you know, where it's sort of lost in translation, but it became sort of a rallying cry.
Yeah.
And I mean, just such a great guy in the locker room and everything like that, but nice symmetry for him to finish his career back in Phoenix where he used to be. So that's pretty cool.
Bogut been traded to Dallas, and also Harrison Barnes signed with Dallas. Festus, he hasn't landed anywhere yet.
Last rumor I heard, I think, was Portland is where he might be going.
Interesting.
And then Brandon Rush, B Rush, going to Minnesota.
Minnesota, which that's a good up and coming young team.
Absolutely. Minnesota's going to be a playoff team before you know it. They're going to be very, very good.
They were like OKC, 5 years ago?
They're
when they had
be
a young
scary good soon.
Yeah, so in the near future. So that's a smart move for his part. I'm trying to think, anyone else major who's left the team right now? I mean, there's a bunch of the bench guys.
Well, you know, Luke Walton, he gone.
Yes. Oh, but we signed the veteran from the Spurs.
David West.
Yes.
And we also brought in Zaza.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're you know, filling
we're
up.
We're reloading. Ray Allen wants to come play for the Warriors.
I know, which I'm like,
Jesus Shuttleworth on the Warriors? Man.
He got game.
Yeah, he used to anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's been out of the league for a while, so I don't know about that. But so I'm excited. I mean, I definitely can't wait to go to games next year. I know, Jimbo, you'll be out there covering each and every game. So it's going to be a fun time. I'm still just, wow, I can't believe this. It's like, if not, we were the best team already, but now it's like people are really going to, you know, hate on us probably for just all the talent that we have. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But I thought it was just interesting, like all the local sports outlets were like so much coverage of this, and that's all everyone was talking about 4th of July morning. And I will admit, I felt kind of bad for one person in particular, the great Joey Chestnut, Bay Area zone. I say that because Joey is a friend of this radio station, even though he does hang out on another station a little bit too much lately.
Don't be jealous.
Yeah, well, Joey, I should be texting him. I got to text Joe. So anyway, so it's I've gotten drunk with Joey Chestnut on a Do Not Drink and Drive show. We hung out at Rob Zombie concert. So Joey and I go way back. But the funny thing is, I forgot about the 4th of July hot dog eating contest that morning until Leanne, our coworker, she posted on Facebook. And I was like, oh, crap, that happened this morning. And I mean, kudos to him. He won back the title, 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm like, that's great. I'm glad.
Why? Why is that great? Well, the contest is barbaric. It's disgusting.
You think so?
It's awful. I hate it.
It's Americana.
It's not Americana.
Eating hot
dogs. Never once in my life have I had the desire to. You know what? I love a good hotted dog. There's not. I love a
wiener.
Yes. I love a delicious hot dog. That is Americana.
Yes.
You put it on the bun. You put it on with mustard, maybe some relish, some sauerkraut.
I'm a ketchup guy.
Ugh, you're a Philistine is what you are. No, but eating a hot dog is a slice of Americana. Eating the hot dogs the way they eat them is not Americana. That is barbaric.
What, you want to take your time and enjoy it?
Yeah, you eat a hot dog. You don't throw them in your mouth. Oh, God, it's disgusting.
But I just, like...
And why do they do this? There's a King of the Hill episode where it's, like, the competitive eating, and Hank Hill has, like, the realization that he has, like, well, maybe America doesn't have to be the best at everything because it's freaking gross.
But... because I felt like all the attention was on Kevin Durant. Like, poor Joey did not get...
Oh, poor Joey and your weird fringe niche thing that you do that's disgusting. Oh.
I love you, Joey.
I love you more than Huey because I'm concerned about your future well-being doing this. That can't be good for you. That's terrible.
Imagine the turd he had within 6 hours.
To. Just completely undigested hot dogs.
It's like South
still in their casings.
It's South Park, like Stan's dad who poops and like goes up to the ceiling. It's a mountain.
Man, it shouldn't be timed. It shouldn't be a thing. Sorry, it's barbaric. It's just terrible. That's one thing I wish. Like, I got an email from a coworker that asked me to record that. And save it. So I was not pleased about having to do that.
Well, also congrats to Matt Stoney, also from San Jose, who finished second, who won last year, who dethroned Joey before Joey took back his crown this year.
How proud your parents must be with what you've chosen to do with your life.
It makes pretty good living, traveling.
I'm sure some strippers make a pretty good living too, yeah. But you know,
is it worth?
They're dead inside, so. I don't even want to know what's inside them.
I'm going to have you meet Joey Chestnut. I'm going
to
arrange that.
Yeah, and I'll be very nice to him, but I mean, it's a disgusting tradition.
I hear you. I totally understand. So.
It's awful.
That was our
just
weekend.
Just really terrible. Yes, I don't like it.
I understand. So on that note, let's go ahead and move on. So I'll take care of the reins today of our news story, other news with the other guys. And
competitive eaters die significantly younger. Headline.
So honestly, Jimbo, I found this story yesterday and it had me laugh out loud. And I had to immediately tell you. So there was this guy in Croatia who I think he might be the luckiest man in the world for multiple reasons.
I have on good authority that was Lou Gehrig, but continue.
Apparently, a man escaped death due to his, as we like to say on the morning show, Woodley Dudley.
His Richard.
Yes, his Richard. So,
all right, I'm intrigued.
So this is a feat I think all guys can claim with pride. So apparently what happened was he was struck by lightning while riding a bike. But apparently what happened was when he got struck by the lightning, he was wearing earbuds around his head. The lightning bolt struck him, went through his ear headphones.
Dude, he shot lightning out of his Richard.
So, and he had a radio on his belt. So the lightning.
Good man phone, listening to The Bone, no doubt.
I think so. Yeah, we're online.
In Croatia.
The Bone, 1077thebone.com. So it went through the headphones down to his belt where his radio was connected and then passed through his genitals and out that way. I'm like,
he shot lightning out of his penis.
Exactly. And apparently he fell to the ground, and like, I guess people found him like smoke coming off him, which rightfully so, I would think that's what would happen. So he lived, and apparently also he had rubber boots on. So because of that, that's why the lightning couldn't escape out that way. So the only way out was through his Johnson. So honestly, I was laughing because one, to me, this sounds like a superhero origin story. Like, right?
Shazam!
Or it's like The Flash. He had like a Flash moment.
Oh my goodness.
He's a Croatian Barry Allen.
Hopefully he wasn't done in a Flash.
But I mean, if he's going to be a superhero now, what should be his nickname? I mean, I'm just thinking about that. I mean, he can't be The Flash, but I mean.
Lightning Rod.
There we go. Lightning Rod. I mean, he could shoot him out.
Book it.
Pew, pew, pew. So very funny. So like I said, I'll post this story on our Facebook, Twitter pages so you can read up more about
it. Holy Lord. Good for that guy.
Exactly.
Was he all right, though?
Yes, he is alive. So
I mean, but is he isn't everything all right down there?
I believe so.
They singed? Was he shaved? He's shaved now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a turtle shell.
Oh my God. So he should be fine. As far as I know, he should be fine. So, so on that one, I got a great story for you. So Jimbo, do you like to travel much when you have the opportunity to travel?
I love to travel, Huey. I'm a man about town. I'm a man about the world when I have the opportunity. I'm a globetrotter.
Actually, I'm kind of curious to see how you do up on this list. So I found a survey that like the top 10 places.
Might go to Holland. One on my list.
Actually,
go to the Netherlands.
Oh, actually, I'm thinking on the fly. There's another story I'm passing up. I should have brought that up. Anyway, sorry.
I like traveling. Perhaps to Dutchland.
So there's a story I found. It's a survey. Where are the top 10 best places to live in the U.S.?
Mm.
So just curious, if you had to travel one place in the U.S., where would you like to go?
Pacific Grove, California in Monterey County. Is that in the top 10?
No, unfortunately, it is not.
All right. Okay. All right. Let me try again.
Yes.
Let me try again.
I'm just trying to think, how did you do?
Chicago, Illinois.
It is up there.
Yeah.
Actually, let me take that back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It is actually number 16 on this list. Actually,
it's not in the top 10?
No, it's not top 10. They gave me 18 for some reason.
It's in the top 18, which is, of course, the metric that everybody uses.
Exactly.
How about New Orleans?
New Orleans, actually, it's on the list too, but it's only 4 places up from that, so it's not even the top 10 as well.
What the hell? Okay, so I've got 3 strikes. Give me two more strikes here.
Okay.
San Diego.
San Diego, it is. Let's see. Hold on. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm on the board.
Yes, you are. It is at number 9.
Wow, barely making the cut.
Exactly.
Shoot, one more place that I would want to be.
Think bigger cities. I'll give you that clue.
Well, you know, I already said New Orleans, kind of my go-to for food. Let me keep with the food here. What about Miami?
Not on the top 18 list here. I have here
more models per square inch than anywhere else.
Okay. I've been to Miami and it's so much fun.
I have not been, but I want to go.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. Go to Mangoes.
All right, Mangoes.
Dennis Hoff took me there.
All right, I will not go there. what's the top 10?
Number 10 is Orlando.
What?
Number 9, San Diego. Which is, Orlando, I'm surprising over Miami, considering Florida cities.
Orlando's 8, trash.
Number 8, Washington, D.C., which
I'm... Murder capital.
Yes. But I guess people like to go visit our president and whatnot. A lot of great memorial museums and all that stuff.
Murder.
Number 7, Honolulu.
All right, that's a good one.
Number 6 is pretty obvious, New York City, which it's the big apple. Number 5, our own backyard, San Francisco. Number 4,
overrated, if you ask me.
Number 4, if you're a man of nature, Yosemite. And number 3, also Yellowstone. Number 2, now this is...
To live?
Places to visit.
Oh, okay.
So I guess you could consider like vacation spots.
Okay.
Number 2, Maui. And number 1, this is pretty obvious. So, okay.
Sacramento.
Yes.
And Vacaville.
I've been to this place. I don't know if you've been there. The Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I have. Oh, why didn't I say Las Vegas, by the way? How's Vegas not on that?
Vegas is 13th. So it's right below New Orleans.
I'd like to rescind my vote of Miami for Vegas. But, yes. I mean, I was thinking more like cities as opposed to like landmarks and stuff like that.
Which is interesting how they decide this list. So, but I'll post the full list on our Facebook and Twitter page. Just go ahead and take a look. If you're trying to plan a vacation, now you can.
Orlando cooked those numbers, by the way. There's no way Orlando's in the top 18. That place is a dive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never been there. Well, actually, I got to be careful. My buddies in Trivium are from Orlando. So I got to be kind of careful.
Place is a dive. You heard it from Huey.
Yes. Okay. So, Jimbo, have you ever been in a food fight? Be honest.
I'm trying to think. I don't think that I have. I have not one that comes to mind. Well, I've done some weird things with food, but I've never been in a food fight per se. I've done something with food to get back at somebody, but not a food fight.
Okay. What was your weapon of choice?
What would be my weapon of choice?
Yeah.
I think like a mashed potato and gravy would be a good weapon.
Really?
Because you could get it on the spoon and you could hurl it at them.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Okay.
I think something, and you'd have like a big bowl of it. So, you know, you have like ammo. You know, it's like hard. If you like try and throw like a hunk of chicken at somebody, you know, like, I don't know, just not as good. Okay. You could hurt them.
For some reason, I was thinking like a big stick of salami.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah. If you actually want to maim somebody, that would be a good one. Like if you actually need to harm someone, yes. I was thinking more to like, you know, have fun.
Playful. Okay. Yeah. So anything like mashed potatoes, applesauce, things that you can maybe get some distance on. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Lobster.
How about pizza rolls?
No, those things would burn. So, if you get them right out of the microwave, you'll kill somebody.
Well, apparently it seems that pizza can be counted and used as a physical attack weapon, giving you criminal charges. So get this. There was this couple in North Carolina who were apparently assaulting each other with pizza rolls. So it was this young couple in their early 20s. And this past week, they each got one count of misdemeanor for assaulting each other.
Shame.
I was curious, what was the argument? Like, were they baking the pizza rolls and then, like, they got an argument over something and it was just near them and they started throwing it? I mean, I guess if you burn them, it could be, like, almost like a rock.
Absolutely. You shove it in somebody's face after coming out of the microwave. That's some serious burns right there.
So I wonder, if it was, like, actually just touching them, or was it hurling at them?
Maybe. Either way, maybe like it was hurled, and then upon impact, it just splattered all over them.
Explode. Yeah. Oh, like a bomb.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like a little pizza grenade.
Well, just food for thought. No pun intended.
I think that was intended.
If you ever,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was intended.
If you're ever in a food fight, consider pizza rolls. I'm just saying.
I like your idea, actually. If I ever want a heart, like the salami, like the huge hunk of salami, That's tremendous. You just actually hurt somebody. Be like, what? I thought it was a food fight. That's the best.
Come out like Game of Thrones.
Good Lord.
Charge, though. But keeping it in the food realm.
Please, no more sandwich talk.
No, sorry. I noticed, Jimbo, when you're at work, you drink quite a bit amount of soda. Do you? I mean,
I try not to, actually.
Well, back in the day,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're not very observant.
Well, no, but like, you know, maybe at our old building, you were very.
I used to mess with the Canada Dry quite frequently.
Yeah, so.
But I've abstained,
which is good.
Yeah, soda is terrible for you.
I know, and honestly, I have, in the last year and a half, haven't drank that much soda myself. For multiple reasons, just because I'm trying to reduce the sugar intake and for weight purpose and stuff. But apparently you and I are on the right track because due to a new study, drinking too much soda can screw up your junk.
What?
Yes. So remember how growing up, I don't know about you, but growing up, remember
Yellow 5 and Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Yeah.
People used to tell me don't drink that because that something was
Yellow 5.
Yellow 5.
Never drank it because of that.
Yes. That
all
really
too,
screwed
all
me
too
up.
Real.
And the funny thing is, I was told this stuff like in elementary school, and I was like, first off,
risk it with Sprite either.
Yeah, but apparently.
Guilty by association, 7-Up, you too.
They said it would decrease your sperm count. So even though I was
I have a lot of sperm, so I guess like looking back on it, I could have done without some of them.
But apparently, I was in elementary school. I wasn't producing any of that stuff yet in puberty. So there's the new study came out that said men who chug too much cola could damage their manhood. And apparently the scientists revealed that drinking 1 liter of soda a day could reduce your sperm count by up to 30%. And lead to ED, erectile dysfunction.
Who's doing this study?
I don't know.
Like V8?
Yes. Good point. See, now you sound like Tonelli, conspiracy theorist.
Who's paying for this?
Yes, I know. So I saw that. I was like,
where do they come and chugging 1 liter by 30%?
Wait, a liter? That's okay.
A liter of cola? That's like a large soda, I feel
like.
Yeah.
That's like
by 30%? And what exactly does sperm count do anyway?
Well,
that means how potent you are as far as your boys swimming, storming the beaches.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll put this out there for you. Since you've kind of reduced your soda intake, you notice any differences in your personal life?
Not because of my soda intake.
Okay.
That's for sure. This study seems fraught with fun. Yeah. Like, if you stop drinking soda, you're going to lose weight.
Yes.
Which will help a lot of things working better in your body.
That's true.
You know, your overall energy and everything like that. Your
stamina.
Libido. And all that
I've noticed, though, since I cut back on soda, my pies
are doing well.
Functioning better. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I would like to think so. I mean, don't
come out and give you a little salute.
Don't ask my ex-girlfriends. They might say otherwise. But,
wow. But who did that study?
I don't know. I got this off
30% seems
UK.
Awful high.
Yeah. So, you know, how many studies are always put out there because of
this study?
Yeah. So that go ahead wraps up all our news stories for today for other news with the other guys. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into our Holy Crap Report, which is our rock and entertainment news. And I got a couple stories here. We'll just breeze through it real quickly. This is something I found kind of, I don't know, I found this story and I was just kind of like, just rolled my eyes, maybe because I'm just a little jaded. So Slash did his first interview last week since the Guns N' Roses reunion. And he did this interview with Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer for a Boston station he's on. And he said, quote, "It's all cool." As far as talking about the tour so far, everybody's playing great, playing nice, and everybody's getting along and everybody's playing great. And all the shows have been awesome. And I heard that and I mean, it's cool to hear that Guns N' Roses are supposedly getting along, but I felt like, what else he's going to say? I mean, we did the report a couple weeks ago that I found this story that ticket sales have not all the shows have been selling out. So it's like, I feel like from a PR perspective, that of course he's going to say things are going great. You think he really is going to say Axl's being a dick to me again?
Well, again?
Yes.
That implies that he was a dick in the first place. Yeah. Richard.
In the early 90s.
Yeah, yes. I don't really subscribe to that theory, but... Yeah. No, I mean, well, dude, honestly, like, I would think it'd be better for ticket sales if it was, like, drama, right?
So you want to see a fight on stage?
Wouldn't you?
I guess so.
I mean, I personally like them for their music, but I know a lot of people would, you know, I think a lot of people like the drama.
Yeah. Well, okay. But when I read that, I was like, what else is he going to say? That was just my initial reaction. Of course,
I think he's being honest.
Of course he's going to say things are going great. I just feel like it's such a simple, generic answer. I don't know. That's why I just saw that, but... Quick shout out. Definitely go see Guns N' Roses August 9th at AT&T Park in San Francisco. So, but
you're the man, Axel.
And actually, remember last episode we talked about how Steven Adler was seen practicing?
Yes.
Last night in Cincinnati, he came on stage and performed with Guns N' Roses. He did two songs, Out to Get Me and My Michelle.
Did they bring him out by surprise, like as a surprise deal?
Yeah. I mean, no one knew
it's
he was
the
coming.
Perfect plan.
Yes. So it makes you wonder who leaked that video footage of him practicing. So, but I wonder if he'll come out.
Conspiracies.
I wonder if he'll come out in San Francisco and perform. I would love to see that.
I bet you he will.
Well, I got my tickets ready, so we'll be out there for a full report. I know. You want to be my date now?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's
wow. Asking me out on air. This is pretty forward of you, but I'll say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put me on the spot.
Here's another funny.
Break up with you off air and not tell anyone.
Thank you,
Jimbo. I spaced out there for a second.
Thank you.
Did we ever revisit that story? We told that story on the air.
Which one?
About the Best Damn Nerd Show, me asking that girl out.
No, whoa.
Did we play that on the air, I thought?
Yeah, we played that.
Yeah.
But wait, did how it ended?
Yeah, we didn't make it.
Oh, well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, continue. Sorry. If you had a ton of FU money, would you ever buy like a special... memorabilia, like either from a rock star or a sports athlete, would you ever consider doing that?
Absolutely.
Really? Yes. What would you want to buy?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I would buy every piece of Frank Thomas memorabilia I could get my hands on. If I had as Gary Radnich likes to say, FU money,
yeah.
I would buy as much Big Hurt apparel and game used stuff. I would do whatever I could.
Would you spend like $96,000 on a piece of Frank Thomas gear?
Well, how rich are we talking about here? I would not mortgage my solvency
for it,
but my trip to Cooperstown withstanding.
Yes.
But sure.
The reason I ask, get this, Prince's jacket and shirt from the Purple Rain, the movie, each item sold for $96,000 in an auction. I'm like, wow. And I guess the starting bid was at $10,000. Wow. So there must have been a lot of people going back and forth for a jacket and a t-shirt.
Some huge Prince fans out there, man.
I know, but
I mean,
like,
he's Prince, dude.
But I don't know if I would ever spend $96,000 on something unless like I'm a cajillionaire. I guess it's
maybe they were. These are like the one percenters doing
drop
this
in
stuff,
the bucket.
Right?
Yeah. Don't I tell mean, Bernie Sanders.
We'll all get a piece of the jacket.
Yes. You got to cut it up and give it to everyone. Ugh. But I was really amazed. I was like, wow, there are people out there who are willing to spend that much. So, I don't know. Hey,
that's
each their own. But I guess I would buy someone, like an artist, who died.
Dude, come on. Okay, dude. Well, let's be real.
Yeah, okay.
If you were rich as balls, dude, and Green Day was selling their stuff.
Yeah, it would be pretty awesome to have stuff from like my childhood and stuff. Like, I get that. Okay.
You would. You totally would. You would.
And actually, here's a story that actually got me a little upset for multiple reasons. And we talked a lot of music over the course of the couple years we've done this podcast. Apparently, a new study is out. 2016 has been the worst year for album sales in the modern era, which actually got me really sad because I really thought between like vinyl record sales and all this stuff. But apparently, music consumption, as far as going to your local record store, is at an all-time low. And Billboard did this study. So they kept track of the first 6 months of this year. And apparently, music has dropped, album sales have dropped 100.3 million, a 13% drop compared to this time last year. So I know that's a lot of lingo right there. I'll post a full story on Facebook and Twitter you can read about. But apparently, album sales are down, which got me upset because it's like, apparently there's a rise in streaming music. And I know you're a big Spotify fan.
Recently, yes. I'm a recent Spotify convert. So I'll never buy music again.
It's you millennials out there.
I'll never buy music again.
Which hurts me.
Vinyl is canceled.
Well, because I love going to record stores and buying my physical CDs in person, ripping them into my iTunes, putting on my iPod. I love going to the actual record store and holding an album in my hand, flipping through the artwork and all that stuff. So this really hurts me hearing this. So
I like the ones that have the song lyrics in them.
Yes, exactly.
Now I can just Google those, though. So
that's true. Oh, man.
No, that is sad, though.
It's sad because when I hear this, my first reaction is, one, that record stores are going to be in trouble. And this goes back to my theory, like, support your local record store. I mean, sure, you can, like, download and stuff, but, like, go out and interact with people. You might see like someone with similar interests in the same aisle as you in your metal section, punk section, whatever music section. To me, it's a whole great experience getting out of the house, going and buying music. So anyway, when I heard this report, it really bummed me out. So my thing, I'm old school in that sense. Go out and support your local record store. And who knows? You might see like Metallica perform there like I did a couple months ago. There's a lot.
Might meet the girl of your dreams.
Exactly. Who knows? I totally think you need to go out and buy music. So, and it helps the record store stays in business. It also helps the artists because they get album sales. So anyway, that when I saw that, it just, like I said, bummed me out. So if there's one thing that I can preach is go support your local record store and buy music because we got to keep bands going and music going. I think it's just, I don't know.
Go out and buy the Stone Fox's latest album.
Yes, absolutely. That's a start right there. You're welcome, Shannon. But so we'll go ahead and jump on kind of our last feature for today. We're kind of just blowing by a bunch of stuff. I kind of like this. You and I, we're just kind of rapidly
going. We're efficient.
I know. Exactly. So I got an email here the other day that I've been meaning to tell you in person. I really want to get your intake on this. I got an email from Tony in Oakland. He says, "Hey, guys, love the podcast. I know you're a big wrestling fan and want to get your opinion about WWE's upcoming draft. Are you for it or against it? And then follow-up question, where do you think someone or some of the top superstars will end up. Thanks. So, I mean, I guess quickly, let's get, Jimbo, your perspective. The fact that WWE is bringing about a draft and they're doing a brand split, which is pretty much taking their roster and dividing it up into two. Guys are going to be only on seen on Raw, and the other half is going to be seen on SmackDown. They haven't they did away with this a few years ago, and this was originally done what, the early 2000s, and ran its course for God, how long was that original brand split?
I remember. It seemed like forever.
Yes. So your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you know, I never thought I'd live to see another day where the draft would be brought about. You know, and I of course, like our parents, not for the draft.
Yes.
So I am, I'd like to be a draft dodger in this sense.
Really?
I do not like this idea at all.
Why?
I'm like Muhammad Ali. I'm not going.
Mm.
I think it's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. I think, the original brand split had some good points to it.
Yes.
You know, I guess the whole idea behind it is trying to create competition from within. However, yeah,
because they don't have like a WCW or
yeah,
ECW
exactly
anymore
to really push them. However, I love Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
I love Vincent Kennedy McMahon. I would love nothing more than to meet him, shake his hand, and say thank you. Mm-hmm. That being said, I don't actually believe that in his heart of hearts he would be happy if SmackDown was more successful than Monday Night Raw.
Really?
I don't.
Isn't it a win-win for him?
It. Yeah, but I think it is. But I don't think he sees a scenario in which SmackDown can be the tide that lifts all boats. I just don't think he sees that. I've never really felt like SmackDown has always been treated like the B show. Even during the brand split, it was for the most part treated like the B show.
Yeah.
Even though for a portions of it, it was the better show.
Yeah,
for sure.
Are you talking about like the Batista champ era?
JBL champ was great. When Paul Heyman was writing a lot of the stuff, it was very good.
Yeah.
Not to say that Raw wasn't equally good with Shawn Michaels towing the ship and everything like that over there, but. Because he's the best, but I don't want to see the brand split. I think I would just prefer if just don't make SmackDown Diet Raw. Don't repeat the same show. Mm-hmm. You have I think
have matches that matter.
I think the WWE is flush with talent. I think it's a crime that on a 3-hour Monday night program that it's almost unwatchable.
Yeah,
because it shouldn't be 3 hours. It's brutally long.
There's a lot of
it's mostly recapping and
promos.
There's promos, but yet I feel like we don't get any actual character development with it's a lot of it's just paint by numbers type stuff every week, and that's a crime to me. Shouldn't be looking to like change things up with a draft. Fire your writers and hire some new people. Get some new creative blood in there. Yeah. I don't want people to lose their job. But like, get some new creative blood in there. Change up how you're thinking about things. Don't just paint by numbers. And we all need to be pushed like that every now and then. You know, like here at the radio station, like, you know, it's good when people above me or colleagues of mine like encourage me to like kind of look at something in a different way. Maybe go after a different guest as opposed to just doing the same thing day in and day out. And that's kind of what Monday Night Raw has become. So maybe the brand split in that regard will help that out. But I don't want to see another era where we have two world champions, because I think that waters everything down.
Yes. And that was my big thing. It was because, like, which guy do I really? Well, I guess they're trying to create it as far as appointment watching, as far as watching all their shows. Because I think a lot of people just don't watch SmackDown. Because the episodes I've seen, there's recapping stuff from Monday night. And here's the other thing. The other problem is SmackDown, which is back on Thursdays currently, they just all the spoilers come out and review, since it's pre-recorded on Tuesdays anyway. So they're going to go live Tuesday on July 19th, and then it's going to be the first draft, or the draft is going to be that night. For me, I'm for it if it gives more talent an opportunity to shine. As far as I think the problem with Raw is you get kind of the same guys, and there's a lot of guys sitting in the back who I think are just being wasted. And so I think
they're being wasted on a 3-hour show. There should be no excuse for them to be wasted even with the same guys performing, you know?
So we'll be curious to see. I just want your perspective. Who would you like to see run Raw and or SmackDown? If you had to pick like a GM, because you know, that's what they have to go with.
Yeah, no, if I had it my way, I know he's the odds on favorite. And I think he even slipped up on Raw and said that he'd be running SmackDown, which I want Shane McMahon to run Raw.
Okay.
I just think he's such a breath of fresh air just having him around. And let's be real, SmackDown's gonna have to convince me to watch it.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, and I love WWE, mm-hmm. but it's making time for another show. Or conversely, maybe I'll just drop Raw and watch SmackDown because SmackDown's what, only 2 hours?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, the more I think, maybe I'll just watch SmackDown then because 3 hours of Raw is brutal.
Yes.
But I'd like to see Shane run Raw.
Okay.
Well, it's the flagship.
Okay. Which I'm going to be, it's going to be interesting because theoretically, it's going to be a lot of work on their writers because they have a pay-per-view on Sunday, Raw Monday, SmackDown Live on Tuesday, and NXT on Wednesday. That's a lot of programming that the WWE company or the writers, however you want to describe them, the staff has to come up with content. So that's why I'm just like...
Well, SmackDown will probably have its own set of writers.
Yeah, that too. I think so. I think Daniel Bryan might be cool. I wonder, do they bring in like a veteran, former wrestler who just recently retired? I mean, I'm just trying to think guys that...
Daniel Bryan would be a great call.
Daniel Bryan might be... Because didn't he... He got big on SmackDown when he won the world title.
Yeah.
Him and AJ were together and stuff, that storyline.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they should have two? Okay, we know it's going to happen, the brand split. You think they should have two titles?
Absolutely not. I think.
How would you divide up the titles?
This is the whole thing, is that if you're the world champion, and this is the way it was before there was Raw and SmackDown, when you were the world champion, what came with being the world champion is that you worked all the shows.
Yes.
The reason why they put the strap on you is because you sell tickets, and you sell tickets to all the shows. That mm-hmm. is the cross that you bear. That is the burden of being the world's champion. And so they should work both shows. Work it out storyline-wise, which pay-per-view, who's going to be challenging for the belt and everything like that. But only mm-hmm. one world champion. As far as I think all champions should cross both shows.
I'm for that because I think it just keeps both all the belts worth something.
Yes.
And any given night they can lose to the someone from Raw or SmackDown. So, yeah. But
if you have gold in the WWE, you should be working both shows.
Exactly. I think that's a great idea. So with that though, Jimbo, I figure I went ahead and got the top 20 WWE superstars based on the power rankings, and this is the current lineup. So I figured let's kind of maybe run down the list and think where each superstar should end up. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, should I start from number 20 or number one? I guess
let's 20. Let's go. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay, Alberto Del Rio.
Ooh, I think where do I think he's going to go, or where do I want him to go?
Where do you want him to go? I think that'd be.
Okay. I think he's going to end up on SmackDown, but I'm going to, so let's just go SmackDown there.
And this is what I think is going to happen. I think SmackDown, since they got to take a while to kind of build that back up, I think a lot of the established veterans, I think are going to go to SmackDown, and a lot of the newer talent that they brought up within the last few months are going to stay on Raw. That's my initial reaction. So going into this, I should have said that before. The Miz, who is the current IC champion?
I say Raw.
Raw? Miz. Okay. Okay.
God, he's been killing it, too. I love The Miz.
Yeah, John Cena and his wife, too. Oh, my God. He's a friend of the program.
Maurice? Or The Miz?
The Miz.
Yes.
We've interviewed
he's awesome.
Him. Yeah, multiple times. Number 18 currently is John Cena.
You know what's funny? Okay, so I see John Cena actually going to SmackDown mm-hmm. to sort of a la Kurt Angle when they put Kurt Angle on ECW. Sort of be the face of it. I see yeah. John Cena as they want to put over that, hey, this is for real. SmackDown's going to be its own thing. It's going to be its own important thing. Who better to be leading the blue brand than John Cena?
Ruthless aggression.
Yeah.
Is he going to wear a mouth guard too like Kurt Angle? Remember?
Yeah, when he was, yeah, no.
Didn't he like leave right after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he left too shortly after that. Yeah. That was a dark time for WWE.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was so confused.
Right before the Benoit deal and the whole deal.
Well, Angle aligned himself with Paul Heyman, kind of rebirthed himself as this.
That's a whole thing for another time.
Yeah, but it was a weird time for me, but Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, I see him staying on Raw.
Me too. I was thinking Raw because, like I mentioned earlier, I think he's younger. SmackDown needs more help building that up, so the guys that more popular or more well known are going to go to SmackDown. Apollo Crews.
Who cares? I SmackDown though.
Really, SmackDown? I'm thinking Raw.
Yeah, I think he goes to SmackDown. I think. Okay. I mean, I might be biased because he's a high flyer type, and I always associate SmackDown with being the more kind of high flying brand back in the day.
Let's go to the female side, Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch going to SmackDown.
Yeah, I feel like Charlotte might stay on Raw. Okay, yeah, I'm thinking that too. Let's see. This guy, even though he's kind of like a part-timer, Chris Jericho.
Drink it in, man. Staying on Raw.
Yeah. I think at this point he kind of controls his destiny.
I hope so. Yeah. Maybe he just won't be around at all. I love Chris Jericho, though.
Based on the power rankings, now let's jump to tag team. My favorite tag team right now, Enzo and Big Cass.
I think they're staying on Raw.
Me too.
They're
most over right now.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Even though they're not the champions.
No, they're definitely. Well, New Day is most over.
Yeah.
But Enzo and Cass are right on their heels.
Speaking of New Day, their current rivalry, the Wyatt family.
Ooh. You know what? Honestly, I think the best thing that could happen to the Wyatt family is to probably go to SmackDown.
That's what I was thinking too, because I think they might have a little more free range to do stuff and really kind of create havoc on that show.
I wouldn't mind them seeing re-up in their feud with John Cena and everything like that. You know, I'd be down to revisit that and everything as long as they don't get buried.
One of our new favorite guys, well, for me at least, I love his theme song, Sami Zayn.
Sami, I think, is going to SmackDown too.
Really?
I think
you think you're split Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If Kevin Owens goes to Raw, Sami Zayn.
Yeah,
goes.
I think they might try something like that. Maybe on the night of the draft show, they'll have their farewell match with one another, sort of try to put to bed their feud and everything like that.
Because Battleground would be two nights before, technically, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
A guy who's been winning the crowd over a lot lately, Cesaro.
Cesaro, I think, staying on Raw.
Yeah. I want to say he's going to be the next big push coming up. I don't know. It depends. Hopefully his mic skills, you know, stay up. My favorite female wrestler right now, the Boss, Sasha Banks.
Ah, Sasha, I love her. I think she's sticking around on Raw, too. She's just sort of getting, because she got injured, so her and Charlotte are going to be feuding. I think she's staying on the flagship.
And interesting, on this power rankings, they had Stephanie McMahon on there, which, I guess...
I think Steph's going to run Raw and Shane's going to run SmackDown, probably.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen as well. The current U.S. champion, Rusev.
Rusev, Machka. my dude, I think, I mean, historically, the U.S. title was a SmackDown belt.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
okay.
I guess they flip flopped around for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Rusev stays on Raw.
Okay. I kind of think so, too. I think that'd be good for him. Just keep it there. Your favorite, your boys, the New Day.
Ooh, boy. I could see them going to SmackDown,
and
too,
having some
honestly.
Fun.
Yeah,
I think that's what I was thinking,
but
too.
But they could also get split up, too.
Yeah.
They could tease that. I don't know. I hope they don't do that.
I think they're teasing a split right now with Xavier kind of going towards the Wyatt.
I'm not biting on that as much as I am potentially splitting them via the brand split.
Okay, because I was saying, I'm thinking he'll come back for a big pop. Xavier Woods will come back to New Day. Come back to his home base and win the crowd over again. The club, well, actually, just Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. See, I wonder, like, how much more, because I feel like their push right now is just with AJ Styles. So will they all stay intact? I mean, I kind of, see, they're veteran, though. They're a veteran tag team, so they might be good to help over guys over on, but see, they're new as far as their current
I gotta stay consistent with this. If John Cena is going to SmackDown, the obvious match for SummerSlam, which comes after the brand split, is AJ Styles and John Cena.
Yes.
So therefore, the club is going to SmackDown.
Okay. And with that being said, I think that the reason it's a triple or 3-on-3, they're stretching out this feud for SmackDown.
SummerSlam.
Charlotte, current women's champion.
She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, Raw. She's doing awesome. I love watching her. When we got to interview her last year, it's a friend of the program.
Made her cry.
Number three, AJ Styles.
Again, by extension, keeping it consistent, he's gonna follow John Cena to SmackDown.
Yeah, and he's a name that'll get people watching SmackDown. Put some butts in the
phenomenal
seats. Butts in seats.
Butts in seats, bro.
Yes.
Where's blue gloves? He's on the blue brand.
Number two, Seth Rollins.
Seth staying on Raw.
Yeah, he is so over right now. Even though he's trying to be the heel, fans love him. It's great. And, of course, number one, the WWE, which he kind of slipped the other day. I don't know if you noticed. He said WWE champion. He didn't say world heavyweight champion. So fans online were like, oh, my God, he's going to.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, they said, oh, my God, does that mean there's going to be a split in the titles again?
Oh, I think they're reading way too much into that. Okay. But I think he stays on Raw.
Absolutely.
But he should be working both because he's the champ. I couldn't help but notice that Roman Reigns isn't on that list.
He was not on the list, but I did write him down as an honorable mention, which I think he's going to be Raw.
Yeah, he's going to be, he's definitely going to be the, he's, I think they're trying to pump him as the face of Raw, exactly. John Cena, the face of SmackDown.
Yep, so we'll watch the live draft on Tuesday, July 19th, and we'll recap all the picks and stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you, Tony, for the email. If you want to email us, you can do so anytime, otherguyspodcast@gmail.com. And on that note, wow, Jimbo, time has flown by. So let's go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of the Other Guys Podcast. Anything you want to plug, promote?
Yes. With the culmination of season two of Lucha Underground, I'm finally getting my Lucha Underground podcast, The Lucha Lowdown with Jeff Budd, off the ground. We're recording our first episode this week, which will be airing either this weekend or early next week, reviewing Ultima Lucha Dos Part 1 and Part Uno. So yeah, we're getting that going. So please take a listen. I will give you more details on where to find it. But yeah, Facebook, Best Damn Nerd Show as well.
And no, by the way, speaking of Best Damn Nerd Show, very great. I love your latest episode.
Thank you.
That you recorded, talking about Captain America and the current state of him in the comics. Also your X-Men Apocalypse quick review, because I know you said you mentioned the podcast, you want to do like a full movie night.
Yeah,
but I love what you both had to say.
Appreciate that.
So yeah, check
movie
out your
stunk.
Yeah, so check it out, download, subscribe. And on Baby Huey, follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/babyhueyofficial, also Twitter and Instagram at babyhuey83, and of course 1077thebone.com for all of our previous episodes and a lot of good stuff coming up. It's summertime. I'm excited. There's a lot of great things lined up in the books, and follow us on our social media and we'll announce all that good things. And yeah, iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff. Look up The Other Guys Podcast and please share and subscribe and show it to everyone you know. We love the support from all you guys. So on that note, have a great rest of the week or weekend whenever you're listening to us. Have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Other Guys Podcast. Be sure to follow The Other Guys on all their social media pages. Facebook.com/The Other Guys Podcast. Instagram @The Other Guys Podcast and Twitter @TOG Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And of course, check back to 1077thebone.com for new and previous episodes of The Other Guys Podcast.
Party on, dude!